It's not really like it's sweltering out there, but the man on the weather was guaranteeing double figures for a few days, and if you were a daffodil, you could be forgiven for thinking it was time to join the snowdrops and get out there. So this time on Culture File, we're going to enjoy again a seasonal Culture File with Ed Schouten, a Dutch artist who describes himself as a conceptual choreographer. A few springs ago, Schouten was resident in Ireland, and more specifically, he was working and creating a unique choreography amidst the hosts on a daffodil farm in Waterford.
I was born in the, smack bang in the center of the Bulb District in the Netherlands, and I, never had any experience with bulbs or tulips, daffodils, any kind of flowers like that. I was working when I was at Dagd. I was working on the milk market every Saturday, and a friend of mine who has a shop there called me one day. Said, "Oh, somebody needs a hand tomorrow. Do you want to do it?" And I said, "Yeah, great." So I got to the market. Literally, Adam gave me a list of the flowers to sell, gave me the boxes of flowers, and said, "Here, just to, there's the prices, there's the flowers." And I had no idea what an amaryllis was, or chrysanthemum was, or all of those things. I had absolutely no idea. And there I was standing, this Dutch boy from the Bulb District, without any idea. A lot of these flowers are actually coming from my hometown. So it was really funny that I then ended up a couple of months after that in the middle of the Bulb District of Ireland. Also considering that a lot of Irish people in the 70s especially went over to Holland to pick flowers and to work in the bulb industry there. I first went to the farm to pick and to investigate my artistic practice, which is, investigating movement, space, and time. And I wanted to take that out of the theater space, out of the gallery space, out of the artistic bubble, and place it into a completely different situation. So I performed flower picking for 6 weeks, which was basically me embedding myself as a flower picker, not just working in the fields as a picker, but also performing the picking, which is nothing more than working as a picker, really, but with the intention of performing. In the arts bubble, you are constantly spending your energy acquiring subsidies, networking in order to be seen. You spend a lot of time not making the work because you need to fund the work. And by going to the farm, my act of picking the flowers was also a way to subsidize the work directly. So from my perspective, I was performing the picking, and I was getting paid to perform the picking. Of course, from the farmer's point of view, he was paying me for, 80 or 800 bunches of daffodils that I would pick. I think from the outside, it wouldn't look that different, but I did prepare differently. I would warm up as a dancer would, or as a dancer might before a performance. So I would warm up in the morning before going out into the field, and I would also make a conscious choice or decision to step into the space, into the picking space or into the field space. And then while I was picking, I would keep my attention on the moment. I would try to suspend the moment instead of thinking about the future, about the past, which were quite present because you are leaving flowers behind you as you pick. So you have a real sense of what you've done as you go through the row of daffodils. And you also have a real sense of what you're still going to do. But I try to really stay concentrated on the moment and experience the space and experience the time that I was that I was spending there in the movement, the repetitive movement. You go into the field with a group of other pickers, and generally a drill or a row of daffodils that could keep you occupied for an entire day. So you're only picking that one line, and so you really get a sense of what you leave behind, because you pick the flowers, you bundle them, and then you leave them behind you. And you, when you, you know, when you stand up and look ahead, you see what you still, what is still ahead of you. And of course, that fades out as you look further. Just as when you look back, you know, you can see what's directly behind you as a vivid memory. And as you look further back, you know, the memory fades a bit. You can't quite see what you've done back there. At the end of the day, what you're really doing is you're picking one flower at a time. And this was my my intention, to really try to stay focused with that one flower. Even though you might pick, you know, on a very good day, you might pick 10,000 flowers. So you're literally snapping, because you snap them off. You don't actually cut them, you snap them. So you're actually snapping about 10,000 flowers. Now, I would say that maybe 8,000 would be more average, but still a great amount to consider that you would do if you want to pick each flower as an individual flower. And that repetitive movement, that repetitive motion of snapping the flower, the stem, kind of it concentrates all of your thoughts into that one moment. That's what I was trying to do. So stay focused on that one flower at a time. There's a rhythm of it, and that repetitive movement brings you into a bit of a flow. And when you're really lucky, you suspend that moment, and you really, it's almost like the whole space and time is enhanced, and you're hanging above yourself, and you really hear that the crispness of the snap of the flower, and you see the slow motion of maybe the sap that's spraying out from where the cut is made, and so you really have a sense of being in the moment, and it's obviously very brief, and yet it feels like, I wouldn't say an eternity, but it feels much bigger than what you might consider a moment to be.
Ed Shouten there, and next time on Culturefile we'll be doing a bit of a dance macabre with the Whistle Blast Quartet. Meanwhile, why, oh why, not follow us on Twitter for Between File News of Culture in its expanded definition.